Yes, we are live. But right now, I don't give a fuck about you. Because unlike Joe, I think I'm beating him this time to share the fucking video. Oh, I seen it popped up. I'm gonna beat you this time, you fuck. Ah! Jared, hurry up. I did it. Hello and welcome to DWN Productions THC podcast, sponsored by Fast Custom Shirts here at boygob.com. I hope you're listening to this shit at boygob.com, because if you're not, fucked up. This is the long, miserable December, so you better get to boygob.com and listen to it there, because I promise you, you might like looking at our fucking... It always looks like my hat's fucking crooked and shit, dude.
It is.
I don't know what the fuck is always going on with this shit.
Like, center that fucking boy got face.
It's because the fucking computer's crooked. It's because the fucking computer's crooked. Anyways, I'm a beastie boy. Joe's a fucking beanie boy. And we're here to tell you that I'm trying to remember what the fuck I was just talking about. What was it?
People that are listening, they get to hear some great background music.
Go to boygob.com and listen to this. I know you want to see us two handsome faces, like that's a fucking sentence that was strung together. But really, listen to this shit at boygob.com for December. You can come back and watch the video for the live stream all you want, but it's a lot better in December if you go to boygob.com. But anyways, Joe, how the fuck is your week, bud?
Hey, we're 6 days into December. It feels like 31 already. Whoa.
Yeah.
Fucking month. I don't know.
Yeah. Fuck it.
Yep.
Peace!
That is the consensus right now. If it's Kwanzaa, and it might be already, I don't know, happy Kwanzaa, you fucks celebrate that. If it's
Why don't you know? Are you some kind of fucking racist?
Yes. Yes, I am. But we'll get to racism later.
I hope we don't. I would not like to.
We will. Hello, Christine. Thank you for joining us. Tom is at a loss for words right now. Which is a rarity.
We don't do the chat stuff.
Yeah, we do. We've been including the people
that's
in the chat.
You.
Okay, Mike MC hasn't joined us yet, but when he does,
which is fucked up.
We have a disappointment for him, unfortunately.
I'm gonna turn off the fucking chat thing so you don't see it, Joe.
I see it.
We're supposed to do a show that's evergreen about movies, and I know it says, hey, we're talking about Critters, but I got fucking drunk, and we're supposed to be talking about Critters 4.
Yeah, Critters 4. We will get to that. So I guess we should talk movies then, like whatever you watched, because I know you watched a lot of shit this
week. I didn't get to a whole lot, and I think I forgot something, so talk about what you did so I can pretend like I'm listening and then try and I remember what I wrote down or what I watched, so I'll write it down.
I watched a movie called Sator, and I guess it's supposed to, I don't know,
it's a 2021 release about a half man, half Sator.
It is not. It's about a guy that's just living in the woods by himself, and he has like a bunch of deer camera. He's living off the land in this little cabin and shit. And then it flashes back to some old lady talking about this creature that they used to worship and that used to come possess her, and she would do automatic writing. You know what that is, Tom?
It's where they...
They go, yeah, and they start writing shit because they're possessed by something.
I do know what that is. I seen it in a movie once.
Yeah. So this movie is very, very art house. That means it's very fucking slow and not a lot happens until the end. And it's a movie that,
even
like,
that,
as I'm watching it, I'm thinking, man, this is fucking boring. But I never turned it off. You know, it wasn't like Star Wars boring where I said, eh, fuck this. And then after I was done with it, I was like, shit, why am I still thinking about this movie? Because like that old lady that played the grandma, she was fucking badass. That was some great acting. So I went and did a little research on the movie like you do, you know, read up on it a little. Turns out this old lady wasn't acting. He just like fucking recorded her. That's the director's actual grandmother. And that's just shit she did. She really believed that she did that automatic writing or whatever. And she believed that her family was cursed by this satyr creature. So, like, all that shit's real, which is, oh, okay, well, fuck. They should get more real people to be in movies, because I totally believed her shit. The guy that directed it did pretty much all of it himself, too. So he, you know, fucking filmed it, wrote it, did all the kind of shit. Like that guy that did that other movie that the Vinegar Syndrome put out?
Watch your mouth.
The lawyer guy.
What? Oh, Champagne and Bullet.
Yeah, Champagne and Bullet. So, yeah, man, this movie might make my list, but I still have hopefully a few other good ones to watch because my list is pretty weak. I'm close to 10, though.
What was this about?
No, I don't know.
It was something, dude. I had it at the tip of my tongue. Just repeat what this was about, and I'm going to say a joke that won't go over.
It's about a guy in the woods that thinks he's being pursued by some kind of creature or spirit or something.
And then what?
And his family's cursed by it. And it flashes back to...
Hey, Joe! Is this a familial exploitation movie? Because of his grandmother and all.
Yeah, you're right. That didn't go over even with me.
He's just trying to say, look how crazy my grandma is. I'm an exploiter and pull fucking money out of your pocket.
He did, but I doubt he made money because it's a fucking independent movie. And
but that was the goal. Hey, what the hell was my baddie grandma.
You might as well film her, you know? Like, hey, now grandma's immortal. At least until people quit watching movies, which is going to happen soon. Satyr, what did you watch, Tom?
I watched Hobbs End. I've had this movie for... you're doing this, so I'm assuming, knowing you, you've read the book.
No, I have the movie, though, on the shelf in the shop with dust all over it, probably.
You never watched it?
No.
We're going to save Hobbs End for when Joe watches it. So what'd you watch, Joe?
Hobbs End.
Did you?
No.
All right.
An H.P. Lovecraft thing?
No, it's not. But
Ambrose Bierce?
Nah. It's... Just watch it. I mean, there's a lot of shit that I say...
Thank you.
Hey, Joe, I couldn't finish this. I turned it the fuck off. So if I'm at least saying watch it, then there's at least something we can go.
Okay. Made a note to dig through the shelves and try to find it.
No, because that like
glad you're here.
Like you know that fucking population 666
yeah.
thing and the chainsaw's not even in the movie.
Okay.
No, that was Bloodbeat. So I watched Bloodbeat 2. Which that was like a made in Wisconsin movie by some foreigner dude. It's supposed to be a Christmas movie, and you can only tell that by a couple scenes. There's Christmas lights, but there's no snow on the fucking ground.
I didn't know Wisconsin had foreigners.
I mean, I think they migrated in because there was some kind of work visa program. Program in the Green Bay area or maybe the Kenosha area. Not sure. I mean, cheese kind of runs the land, or at least, hey, Joe, I don't know if you knew this, but Wisconsin doesn't have a lot going on for it. It's like cheese and Badgers and maybe the Packers if you like football, and that's about it. But then it goes back to cheese because they're selling them fucking hats.
Yeah, those three are all I know about Wisconsin.
Why? What else you got to know? Everything else is named after fucking Native American or indigenous peoples.
Right, right.
You fuck.
The indigenous ones.
So, Bloodbeat, we had this a couple years ago at Shitmas. Got pretty drunk. Don't remember a lot.
Was I there?
What?
Was I there?
What?
That year?
What?
No.
No, I don't.
Okay.
Can't remember. Can you?
No.
I just remembered enough to say, hey, Vinagar Syndrome, dude. I was watching some video. I was looking for fucking recommendations, and fucking this dude, he was fucking reading what a Blu-ray was from, and he called it Vinegar Syndrome. I was like, dude, I'm not even that fucking retarded. What's wrong with you?
Well, you are if you're watching his fucking videos, or you're watching like videos on recommendations of what to watch.
All right, dude. Legit, I was going through their fucking website, seeing what they had, and I seen this shit of a nun like this. So I was just like, alright, what's this crazy shit about? Alright, this is a fucking porno, isn't it? Watch the review. Yep. This guy didn't know about the fucking who was releasing this shit. He just knew it was a porno and he was reviewing porno on his YouTube channel.
Fuck it, I'll watch
it. Movie, what was this probably did. Called? This was Malabimba.
I have that one. Yeah, that's a Severin release.
It's called like The Vengeful Whore.
Yeah.
Or something, and that's why I looked it up. Like
The Malicious Whore.
Some wacky shit that'd be like.
And I don't remember if it's Spanish or Italian, but you should be able to pick that up. You know, Mala, Bimba, Whore.
O's, what know? The fuck ever. But I mean, that would be something. I'd be like, yeah, I'd like to look and see what. Oh, I get it. It's fucking and sucking shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that one's all right. That's one of the ones I kept.
I mean, if that's your thing, maybe. But I was looking for like a weird exploitation movie.
It's not. It's just.
No, it's not.
Just a whore that. Not a whore. A nun.
Malicious whore.
Nun. That likes to fuck. Nothing wrong with that.
Because she's possessed by something or somebody.
She's possessed by her hormones. Nothing wrong with that.
Like in Bloodbeat, every time this lady comes, a ghost samurai comes and cuts somebody's neck and they go, GAY! Except for weird classical music.
Wait, didn't you review something like that last week? Like some guy or somebody could only kill something when something came, or I think you talked about some movie like that last week. And also like the masturbating gunman, isn't that like the same?
That's good line? Shit, that's Severin.
Yeah,
man. If that, all right, you know, we do our at the end. This is going to be a hard fuck. Hey, Mike showed up. What's
Mike.
Up, dog?
Mike.
I seen the DWN logo, so I was like, oh, Mike finally showed up.
We got everybody here.
I'll pop for that.
All five.
But no, dude, like a movie that wasn't released this year or a re-release, whatever. A movie that was re-released this year but didn't come out this year. Go check out Masturbating Gunman. Dave was saying this guy has no other movie like this, which is a shame, because this fucking shit is wild. Like, for real, go to Severin-Films.com or Amazon, if you got Amazon, whichever is cheaper for you. I mean, I'm sure they get the same amount, probably a little more money if you went to Severin-Films.com. But get the Masturbating Gunman. It's funny fucking shit. It is. It's a romp, mate. Or some shit, bloke, something, right? Because I think the Masturbating Gunman was like Australian or New Zealand or some shit.
I haven't seen it. I should have.
Well, you
it
should,
up.
You fuck.
I should have, yeah, but
you know what you should have bought?
He didn't sell me on that one. He sold me on this anthology that has a segment that David directed.
The Theater so, Bizarre Bizarre.
That one, the Theater Bizarro. I guess I gotta watch that.
Masturbating Gunman's good shit. you might even like it. What's up, Don?
I watched the second installment of Fear Street.
Why?
I like the first one. This one takes place in 1978 and stars Lindsay Lohan. And he's
oh shit.
She's in camp with her sister. So from the first movie, this goes back and tells a story of camp. And the witch possesses one girl's boyfriend. He becomes an axe murderer.
He becomes a warlock.
No, he doesn't become a warlock. He just starts axe murdering. And then some girls fall in a cave and they get stuck down there. And it's not very good. It's not very good. It's got some moments, but it's a big disappointment after how much I enjoyed the first one. So I don't know if I'm going to watch the third one or not. I probably will, because there's nothing else out there. There's nothing else. These fucking movies in 2021, very big disappointment. Very big.
Yeah. Like, I've been looking for shit that I might kind of want to watch.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing.
I think the movies, with maybe the exception of one or two of them, that are making my top 10 list this year would not have made it in other years. You know, they're just not that good when I stop and think about them. It's
so
like,
for this one, are we just going to do the top three and the bottom three? We'll have our honorable mentions and it'll just be one episode, because really I haven't come across much. I got like Spider-Man and that's all I'm gonna watch.
Is Spider-Man out yet?
December 17th. I asked Tyler, he knows.
Yeah, how about that new Del Toro movie? Is that out?
Nightmare Alley?
Yeah,
I'm not even giving a fuck, dog. Yeah.
I'm sure I'm going to be disappointed.
After Paddington's mama, fuck that fishman.
And there was something else that looked interesting to me, but I don't know what the fuck it is. I guess I'm not too interested in it if I can't remember what it is. I don't know.
We say it was a terrible year for movies. It really wasn't good.
Yeah, I've said that for the past 2 years, and it's like, fuck, can't get much worse than this, right? It did. It got worse, kind of like my life. Can't get much worse than... Oh, yeah, I can. Oh, yeah.
Didn't get thinking about... Yeah, man. So let's just do that. Let's do it old school. And we'll just combine them and then do 3-3 honorable mentions. Because... shit, man.
Yeah, I agreed.
I was gonna watch, someone's like, you should watch Tick Tick Boom.
Isn't that like a musical or something?
Yeah, I was just like, dude, I'm what the fuck are we doing here?
Yeah, I've looked at lists that people say like, hey, these are the best movies, it's 2020. There's nothing there that really interests me. Yeah, you know, and the ones that I've already seen, they're just like, eh. Yeah, that was alright.
Yeah, this is...
You know, I've even gone through lists like, hey, top 10 thrillers, top 10 horror movies, top 10 science fiction movies. You know, it's like, fuck, man, this all sounds like garbage.
Yeah, I mean, I try and watch, you know, things from genres and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't much.
Nope.
Shit. Yeah, dude. I mean, at least this will be a more... I don't even know what to say, but... Because I bought a couple fucking movies. Like, I was waiting. Like, these are movies I liked, and I was just waiting for them to be cheap. I'm not paying $24.99 for goddamn Kong vs. Godzilla.
Well, there's
I'm
shit
not
that
doing
seen
it
that I want to see, but I'm not going to pay for it. You know, there's a movie called Old Henry that's a Western that I'd like to watch.
I heard that got good reviews.
Candyman, I still haven't seen it, but I don't want to pay for the fucking DVD or Blu-ray.
Why don't you go to the theater?
I don't know. I still don't know. I don't even want to put up that kind of effort. to fucking go and click.
Well, then you don't want to watch it.
And yeah, there's some other shit, and I can't even think of it, but yeah, there's an action movie from England that I want to watch too. I don't remember the name, but again, I'd run a search and it's, hey, pay $4.99. That's too fucking high.
Go to the theater.
I might. I'm getting desperate, so I might do that.
I mean,
if I have a fucking day off.
I tried to go to the theater the other day. I was just, I'm not a big Kevin Smith fan anymore, but he's got a documentary about him out. I might as well watch it. And then I walk into the theater, and this is the first time I've seen this in the theater. The FBI thing comes up, and I was like, well, that's a little loud, but that's all right. I got my popcorn and my fountain drink. I'll sit here. And then they started talking about some Russian war. And then I'm Not Sorry If We Tricked You started playing in the background. And I said, oh, I see what you did, you wascally rabbit. And I walked the fuck out and watched Resident Evil again. It's all right. It's the best Resident Evil movie there is.
But what else did you watch, if anything?
Man, I kind of watched Angel 3. You remember, like, months back, I watched the first two Angel movies. I was like, what the fuck? These kind of suck. This one's got it. Our boy fucking Howex. Yeah, that works. He shot this shit. Dude, the first opening thing is like fucking 80s bras with their tops off, walking around casinos, handing out fucking cocktails and shit.
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, this is what this fucking franchise needed to be in the beginning, but they decided to be some weird after school special thing.
Hey, they were trying to send a message in those first two movies.
Nah, dude, it doesn't work. Like, you have this wacky, oh, high school scholar, prostitute, find out. This is, it has to be this exploitation movie thing. And then they just took it in a weird direction. And then the second one was like a wacky buddy comedy. But this one is like the exploitation movie people wanted. And this one, fucking Angel goes undercover in a fucking dirty porno ring or some shit. So it's like Vice Academy, I guess. But yeah, this is the kind of shit they should have started out with in the beginning. Not to sound like a weird fucking creep guy, but when you're making this kind of movie, you don't make it to play at 10 o'clock on ABC Family. You're making it to be the weird exploitation movie that it should have been. So come down to the Houston Horrorific Festival, the Fright Films pop-up market, this Saturday in Houston, Tejas at the Crow Den.
Rain permitting.
And I'll have Angle 1 and 2 on Blu-ray for sale. Not the third one, though. That was pretty good. It wasn't good, but it was like the kind of its time exploitation movie you would expect.
Good enough, Pig. Good enough.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, why didn't you do this from the beginning? Maybe a more reputable company would have put your movies out. But yeah, I mean, it was a fun watch.
My friend Brian Krakowski, or some shit, I don't know how to pronounce his Polak name, he recommended a movie to him, to me. And Brian, I just want to say, because I know you listen, fuck you. He recommended 8-Bit Christmas. This is a, and this
HBO joint.
A warning right there. This is an HBO joint, and the majority I've seen on HBO Max. Their direct releases have been garbage.
This is Kong vs. Godzilla yet?
I haven't, because I haven't seen Godzilla, and I'd probably be lost. I did see Skull Island, and I liked that one somewhat. this is about a kid that, or who the fuck is it? Who's that? Goddamn. The gay guy from Harold and Kumar. The guy they pick up as a celebrity. I don't know. But he's a gay dude. He's gay in all his movies.
Neil Patrick Harris.
Neil Patrick Harris. There you go. Dr. Quimby. MD.
That's spelled Q-W-I-M-B-I.
So his daughter is bitching at him like she wants a phone for Christmas. And he's telling her the story of how he wanted a Nintendo for Christmas. And it flashes back to fucking, I don't know, 83, 84, who knows? When did Nintendo come out? 90-something? I don't know. Yeah, I think it was 90-something.
Well, the Famicom came.
Yeah, it sucks. It's just, you know, like your average, like, oh, you know, back in the 80s or the 90s, this was going on. And this was going on. And this was funny. They're just trying to, him and his buddies are trying to raise money to get the Nintendo because their parents aren't going to buy it for them. They ain't got money. How much did those things cost? I don't fucking know.
$20 or so?
Yeah, $20. Their parents don't want to spend $20 on it, you know, because it's the 90s. Clinton's president. Things are fucked up.
William H.
Mm-hmm. And they do shit like schools holding a thing, like whoever sells the most Christmas wreaths. There's a bully that constantly takes their money.
I'm holding a thing right now.
I know, man.
And it's my dick.
I know. This is par for the course for this show. A lot of dick holding.
Hey, let me tell you something. If you want to hold a thing right now, head on over to DWNProductions.net and buy that. Because after I'm done shipping these off tomorrow, I'm throwing them all in the fucking garbage. Shit. And then you can hold your buddy's fucking thing while they dive in the dumpster to get them, you fuck.
You should just smelt them down.
No.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing them away. Fuck it.
Yeah, and he ends up not getting it. Thing. This movie sucks, dude. This is just a piece of shit. Fuck you, Brian. Fuck you for recommending this. Fuck.
What wasn't there to like about it?
There was nothing to like about it. Nothing. But it did take place in a place that had snow, so it looked like winter. I don't know.
That was better than Hobbs End, I guess.
Maybe it took place in Ohio or some shithole like that.
Ohio's a nice place to visit. They have Skyline Chili made with chocolate and cinnamon and shit. I think there's marshmallows in it.
Tom and I will be heading up there for Ohio Fan Fest. Keep your ears peeled. We'll get to that.
Is that a comic show?
Maybe. There's a lot of wrestlers going to be there.
God damn it. Or we get free tables?
We got that. I got it taken care of. We're going. We're doing our PWN road trip.
Fuck. All right. Going back to Ohio. Mm-hmm. All right. That's fine, I guess. I don't know.
What else did you watch?
I don't know. I got a fucking piss again. I've been drinking for a fucking minute. Later,
go piss.
I haven't done in a minute.
I keep the masses entertained.
No, you won't do shit. We talked about Bloodbeat. We talked about Hobbs End. We talked about Angle 3. No, we will, though. I brought it up, and you're just like, hey, man, I got that movie.
Somebody's
covered in dust.
You're right.
I'm going to pull it out and brush away the tarantula. I get it, and I watch the movie, and hopefully I don't take a siesta. And then you went, and fell back in your chair. I'm just saying what happened. Fuck.
Yeah.
So what'd you watch?
I finished the first season of Mad Men, and yeah, I'm the asshole for watching this show, because 3 episodes in, I knew this show sucked, and I knew it wasn't going to get better, and it didn't. this show, which is lauded by people, like so many people when it was out, when it was like on AMC or whatever, they said this show is the greatest. Oh man, this show is so amazing. It's not. It sucks. It's a show about shitty people being shitty to other people, and that's it. That's all it's about. It's about advertising, the advertising world in the 60s. Fuck all these people. They should all be shot. They're all terrible. And I know it was a very sexist time, but even the women on this show, they're all shitty. Everybody's shitty to each other. And just, I don't know why I watched all fucking 13 episodes of the first season, but I'm a shittier person for having watched it. And I'm not going to continue. I'm not watching any more of that show. Fuck it. I think it ran 4 or 5 seasons. One was enough to me. And just like Dexter, like I watched one season of Dexter and it's like, fuck me for watching that. That's enough. Done with it. That is all I watched.
Fucking homophobe?
I guess. Yeah, because he's a gay killer in that, right?
Killer.
Killers.
With a Z.
Right. That's all I watched, Tom.
Well, this is your thing. Hopefully in week 4, you can come up with an intro.
Oh, I didn't think about that. Critters. Se comen todo el universo. That's a tagline for this one, for Critters 4. Translated, they'll eat the whole fucking universe, baby.
Woo!
That's right. Now, the last film left us on kind of a cliffhanger, and they originated the post-credit scene, you know, to keep you hungry, yeah, like a critter, hungry for more.
Like the wolf.
Yes. Yeah, so this, it recaps that closing credit scene. Unlike the Marvel movies that, you know, if you didn't watch that end scene, you were just kind of fucked. No, you weren't, because those movies are just fucking inane and you can kind of figure it out. Unlike Critters 4, which is actually pretty fucking good. Tom, clue him in on the plot here.
Alright. I watched this one again after we got done whatever this is. I went and started drinking and went in the shop because I had stuff to do. So I forgot a lot about this movie. But I guess fucking Gap-tooth guy, flies into space and meets up with the not alien, the not Stromo. And he comes aboard and says, "Boy, mate, you got little critters in here? We can't get them." And then Hug, he's just like, "We're gonna need them eggs and shit." And he says, "Oh, you come aboard and get them eggs in ya?" And he says, so wacky antics ensues and fucking Chucky tries to sexually assault fucking Angela Bassett in the shower. And then the gremlins pop out and say, "Oh, wooga, wooga, wooga." And then Ugg comes and says, "Hey, buddy, I'm your buddy." And then they kill Ugg and they all live happily anal after.
That's a somewhat skewed, but yeah, that's the gist of it. Yeah, this, you know, Gap-tooth guy, he's in like suspended animation for like 45 years.
The Gap-tooth guy, aka brother of the producer, legitimately.
Right. Yeah, he is, but he does a good job in his role.
I mean, he's all right. It's a character they want back, and it's fine.
Yeah. And then we do have big names like Angela Bassett, who wasn't a big name at the time. And Who is the Chucky guy? What's his name?
Brad Dourif.
Brad Dourif, who was already an Academy Award nominee for One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
I thought it was for Child's Play 3 in the Army.
It wasn't
now.
For that one. It wasn't for that one, sorry to say. It's a good flick, man. It's unlike the other three, it's not trying to be silly. It's actually trying to be like a science fiction. It's Alien. You're right on that. It is a total ripoff of Alien, but it's a good ripoff of Alien.
It's fine. There's many, many ripoff of Aliens, and mm-hmm. Aliens are ripoff, so it's fine.
Yeah, and the critters, they don't look all silly and everything. They look, I mean, not like a big menace because they're like this fucking tall, but, you know, menacing enough. You know, they don't pretty them up or have them fucking coughing up bubbles or stupid shit like that. You know, it's a decent flick.
Yeah, I think it's the best one in the series. However, I like Leprechaun in space and Jason in space.
And so I like Hellraiser in space.
Sorry to hear that. But, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, watching these original four, because I mean, when people talk about Critters movies nowadays, what we're going to go to next, that doesn't really factor in. They're always talking about that quadrilogy or whatever it's called. But they always say 3 and 4 suck a dick. 4 is probably the best one. I would say the first one is after that, and then 3, and then 2. I think you have to, like, if you like these movies, it's because you grew up watching them. I don't think you get into Critters and be like, "Oh, I love the Critters!"
I think there's people like that that just feel like, hey, I gotta be the uber fan of something. And so they pick something, you know.
Dude, so like some I know just pick, a few people, you know, who make Critters, and they always sell.
Yeah.
Like, they always sell. I really do think you have to have grown up watching that shit to like it. Like you, in the Ewoks. yup.
Yeah, I get this is the second mention of Ewoks today.
They're good. Wicket's the dog, son. I legit like the Ewoks.
I know. But yeah, I would agree. Part 4, I think, is the best one. To me, it's followed by 2, then 1, then 3.
Well, but you're a Mick Garris fan.
4 is is probably the only one I'm going to rewatch again before I die in like a month or two.
Well, if you want to get the fucking Scream Factory box set, live around the Houston area, come up to the Crow's Nest fucking pop-up market, and I'll have that shit with some of the shrink wrap still on it. So,
and that'll be good too, because the shrink wrap will protect it from the rain. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Some bitch, don't step on me. Sorry, don't tread on me.
Tread.
So, Joe, so these things came out at about the same time, and I didn't get, because I fucking watched these movies. They're fine. Like, as I said from the beginning, I just don't give a fuck about them. Probably because I didn't grow up with them. I just don't give a fuck about these movies. So, pardon me. Would you like to watch the web series next? Or the movie called Critters Attacks, I think.
That I already looked up the web series. Which isn't the web series just Critters Attack? Like,
no, I mean, there's two different ones. Like, there's a web series and then there's a movie. The movie has Dee Wallace. Like, she comes back.
Okay, so I looked at Critters Attacks, and I couldn't find it free, so no, fuck it, I don't want to watch it.
We're watching both of them. It's what are we watching next is what I'm asking you.
I don't know. Send me a fucking link, then.
Okay. Which one would you like to watch next? So
they both came out at the same time, right?
Joe, then next week we're watching Critters Attacks.
Critters Attacks. Send me a link.
I think that's the movie. Critters Attacks, everybody.
Which is a direct sequel to the first one, because that's the way
I remember. Do you remember 3 years ago, maybe, before COVID, where everybody was like, oh, amped up about the new Critters. Oh, there's another Critters?
No, I remember people saying, oh, man, I'm amped up about the new Tremors.
Tremors.
And they were like, there's another Tremors?
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Tom.
You ready to swing into action?
No.
All right, then.
I forgot one.
Grab another beer.
VHS 94. Fuck, I was just going to go get another beer. The dude's always one step ahead of me. That's so Yeah, Joe, I haven't seen anything past four either. But, you know, while Tom's gone, let me tell you, race on over to dwmproductions.net. Check out his page after page. Well, I haven't been on his site. He might have deleted a bunch of shit. But a fine, high-quality latex mask, handmade, hand-painted, everything. You know, get your order in now for next Halloween, or if you just like sitting around wearing a mask and masturbating in front of the mirror, this is your one-stop shop for that sort of thing. And while you're there, you can pick up your copy of, I guess the only one he has for sale on there is Fisted. But
you can get cheese balls with it. It's a bonus feature.
And
unlike
balls.
Shit that they say bonus features, this is an actual bonus feature.
And I'm in both of those, if that whets your appetite.
If you want your cock to get swole, you'll get that bonus feature at dwnproductions.net. Look at this fucking fruit. Oh, I love Twisted Tea. They used to call me Twisted Tea because my penis is shaped like a pigtail. To be honest with you, they still call me that because my penis is still shaped like...
But with a Z twisted.
<Ba-da-da-da-da>.
Now we come to the portion of the show that nobody gives a fuck about, not even me.
Radioactive spider blood.
Issue 92? 93? What are we on?
92.
Okay, last time we were left on yet another Stan Lee cliffhanger where Spider-Man swings into Peter Parker's apartment window and there's Gwen Stacy with Bullet, the guy that's running for District Attorney. Spider-Man does some quick thinking, grabs Gwen Stacy and carries her out the window like he's going to rape her, and Bullets, yeah, and you were an evil motherfucker, and we're going to get you. Luckily for Gwen Stacy, before she got spider-raped, Iceman shows up. Yep, Iceman.
Bobby!
From the X-Men. Old Bobby McFerrin. I don't remember his last name.
Damn, that was 100% his last name.
Yes.
Is that guy from Cheech and Chong? No, it's Bobby McFerrin. No, the police academy. No, it's Bobby McFerrin. They're two different guys.
Bobby! So, yeah.
He was in the Hatchet movie.
Him and Spider-Man's kind of fight, and Spider-Man's runs away like a little bitch.
They get an apartment and get a little dog.
Jameson, Jolly Kirkland. he finds out some bad shit about Bullet. He finds out Bullet's a racist.
And fucking old Joe Robbie is like, mm-hmm. I told you.
And this guy,
I told you, Mr. Jameson's.
And this guy goes to Jameson and threatens him and says, why are you listening to a black? He says that. That's some of Stanley's writing.
He says, black man.
A black man, yeah. But he also calls him Sambo at one point, which is like, come on, Stanley. This is really shitty of you to write something like this. I don't know. It was very sad. You know, people respect Stanley, and now I'm hoping they're seeing the piece of shit that he was. But, yeah, they kidnap old Joe Robinson. Is his name Joe or Robbie? Because they call him Robbie at some point, too.
That's his nickname.
Okay.
His Christian name is Joseph.
I think that he would call that his slave name and prefers to be called Robbie. So, they kidnap him and they're going to kill him, but Spider-Man's follows them. And Iceman's follows Spider-Man's. And they say, oh, it was a misunderstanding. Like most team-ups go, we're going to fight. Then we're going to see it's a misunderstanding. And then we're going to fight the bad guys. And they do. And they expose Bullet for the racist fuck that he is. And now he's not going to be BA. The end.
Luckily, he went on. Mr. Bullet went on to form a fucking great company that would electrify clits worldwide. Fuck you! I've been drinking.
He's been doing a little drinking.
I'll get you, my kitties. K-I-T-T-I-E-S.
Hello, Jonathan MC. We're full of MCs tonight. Speaking of MCs, Mike, last week you had a suggestion for us for our top 10.
And it was fucked.
Our top 10 animated holiday features.
Specials or some shit. It was fucked.
Tom texted me like 10 minutes after we finished recording. He said, hey, fuck this. We're not doing
it. Was fucked. I looked it up. That's what I usually do. After we do this shit, I was just like, yeah, there's not a lot. Did you look it up to confirm?
No, because after you said we're not doing this, I was like,
Tom's a smart man. I'll trust in him. He seems like a well put together fellow. you're a dumb bastard, I see.
I like the cut of his jib. So instead, we're counting down our top 10 with honorable mentions.
Maybe.
Segments from anthology films.
Oh shit. I fucked this up.
You sure did, you fucked. Because we've already done the top 10 anthology movies.
And now I just did top 10 stories from anthologies. Horror anthologies.
Okay. That works.
Yeah, maybe.
You're the one that said fuck Mike Mick, as long as we do anything else.
No, I said I can't say that, because Mike's a good dude, for real.
He is a good dude. Mike, if you were here, I would help you take that knife out of your back, man. But you're not. You're not.
No, we all have shitty ideas. If you listen to anything I said on this podcast, you'd be like, oh shit, that was fucked. We just took the first fucking idea that came to us without thinking of it. I mean, that's all that was. If you heard about this, Mike, go look up your favorite animated or fucking, no, your animated holiday movies. Was that it?
I think so, yeah.
There's like fucking 8, and I've never seen 8 Crazy Nights, dog. Sorry. Bloodbeat, I watched that, and that's some fucking wild shit, right?
So, animated?
No, there was some animation in it, for real, though. watch Blood Beat drunk with your buddies this Christmas. Moose Moose.
He's been doing a little drinking, folks.
No, a lot of drinking. But shout out to the Moose Moose.
It's that time of year.
No.
It's that fucking time of year.
So what are we doing? Fucking, I took it as, what's your favorite stories from horror anthologies?
Well, that's it. It was anthologies. So it could
I took it as horror anthologies.
But, I mean, it still works.
Whatever. What are your honorable mentions?
My honorable mentions are from Tales from the Crypt, the movie, the segment called Blind Alleys. Remember that one, Tom? Where the guys mistreated the blind people and they fucking revolt and like stick them in like a dark room.
This is that British shit?
And the hallway that has all the fucking razor blades and shit. Yeah. That's
all right. Hey, guys. Like Joe and I already talked about what series we're going to do next. If it didn't line up with something that was happening, I was about to pick Tales from the Crypt season 8 or 9, whatever the fucking last one, British one, was. But I'm glad that's not happening, because fuck the British. Paddington's from Peru, and that last season of Tales from the Crypt, fucking not, no bueno. Except in that animated episode with Joe's boy Bobcat, but we'll get to that sometime.
And fuck Marmalade.
Fuck you!
Okay, and then my next honorable mention is from Vault of Horror, that British shit.
You fuck!
Yeah. Drawn and Quartered. That's the one where the artist paints shit. Like, he paints a picture of Tom, and then, like, he can, like, put a line over his head, and then his head will get chopped off.
This is like that fucking episode of Beyond Belief, Fact or Fiction?
Yes.
Where he was drawing the fucking people.
Is it an old lady or a young lady? Then I have from Heavy Metal the segment Den.
Where they even hold. Oh, Joe in the fucking Digital Entertainment Network.
He gets transported to another planet and all of a sudden he's a big ass barbarian that gets laid.
What's with you in the Digital Entertainment Network, Joe Garcia?
Then, from the first VHS. Oh, shit. Another movie I watched, Tom.
What's up?
Going back, I watched VHS 1994 or VHS 94.
Fuck yeah!
21 release. Hey, this
that was like Smashing Pumpkins and shit, right?
It's just a piece of shit. That's just, it's fucking garbage.
Why?
Some people are saying, oh, this is a return to form for VHS. No, it's not. It's a piece
hell
of shit.
Hell yeah. What
and they've always been pieces of shit that had maybe one good segment.
What are these stories about? Thing.
But going back to honorable mentions from the VHS, I have Amateur Night, where some guys are just wanting to go out and like roofie some chicks and get laid. Hey, it's the night on the town, right? But they meet a succubus and wants to fuck one of them. She does, and she kills him and flies him over the city and then drops him.
Is that the one where her face splits open?
Yes.
Aw, shit. That's a horror classic. That's a modern horror.
And then my final honorable mention from Cheeseballs, the segment called Unga Bunga, because it is the best acted of all the segments. Tremendous acting. You know, aside from the commercials in Cheeseballs, Unga Bunga is top notch. Tom, your honorable mentions.
Numero uno, Attack of the Jack-O-Lantern. This is probably my favorite episode of the Goosebumps television series. Aliens come down and they disguise themselves as jack-o'-lantern head fucks and legit eat children.
So now I see what you meant about not understanding. Dumb motherfucker.
So I just went with horror anthologies.
Yeah. I get you.
And then I went with the whole movie Trapped Ashes because I just think it's an underrated horror anthology. There aren't a lot of good ones, and I think this is one at least worth watching. And then I have The Playhouse from the Friday the 13th television series.
Some motherfucker.
This is great. Like, this playhouse grants these wishes
for
every whim to these children, and all they have to do is bring other children into the playhouse for the playhouse to eat. And they say, "Ooh, I hate you. I hate you. And then they get deep into the walls like, "Eee, meals, deals."
I So it's the den. Really, that's what it is.
No, because they eat girls.
Digital Entertainment Network.
No, because they eat little girls too. So no, it's not. And then I have from the ABCs of Terror. I think it was the ABCs of Death. D for Dogfight. That one was pretty good. And then I have from Creepshow, What Lies in the Crate, or whatever. I just wrote Fluffy, because that was the name of the monster.
Arturo.
Yes. So that is my honorable mentions. I'm going to go pee again.
All right. Well, Tom goes to pee. Christine, sorry, I don't carry a Frankenhooker shirt. That is my buddy Craig from Pallbearer Press, and they might have some. I don't know. But I did catch that one post you made. It said, "Hey, here's my favorite shirt from Joe Garcia," and it wasn't. It was a Pallbearer Press shirt, which that hurt me. But it is what it is. It is what I'm over it. It's a new week, day, month. I don't know. But head on over to dwmproductions.net. I think I've already said all this shit, and you guys know, you've been to his website, right? But he's going to be bringing the good shit with him this weekend. He's going to have those ornaments. He's going to have the masks he has left over that didn't sell at this show or that show.
Yo, what's up, Arturo? What's your number 10?
At number 10, again, from the Vault of Horror, I have the segment called This Trick Will Kill You. And it's the one where the magicians, they go to India and they try to find some kind of trick to take back for their magic show. And they find the whole like Swami that does the pipe thing, and the rope comes out of the jar, and they kill the person doing it so they can steal the trick, and then the rope kills them. The rope fucking kills them. Number 10.
That's for you. Joe?
Yeah.
My number 10 is the fucking Asian classic Dumplings.
Oh, fuck. Good one. Good one.
I don't like it enough to get a picture with any people, but that's some wild shit.
That's a good one. Didn't even register.
Yeah, fuck you. Yeah, that was actually from a movie too.
It was.
So at least I might be on the right track.
You had a little bit of clarity. You probably like on the shitter to grab some toilet paper.
Hey, you water-headed idiot.
Wrote it down real quick. Then wiped your ass with it and had to fucking pull more toilet paper, write it again.
Numero 9.
From Tales from the Hood, KKK Comeuppance. Yeah, this is the one that tells a story of how souls of slaves were put into dolls. And dolls come back and get revenge. They get revenge. And speaking of which, if you want one of the dolls from this film, well, Tom doesn't have them anymore because he can't find the pants. Just like in real life, this mirrors his life. Can't find
There's no fucking... Legit, I can't find the shorts that'll fit my massive wiener in them without it bulging out the front, just looking obscene. It's weird, like, Joe, the day I walked into a Radio Shack and this little child said, "Mommy," can't say it, won't say it. But you know what that little child said? That's the day I knew I had to find pants.
That's what you said. I'm taking you to meet your mom.
No, I didn't.
Pork kid. Pork
kid. Don't say pork to kid.
Tom, number 9.
No. Nueve!
Before you incriminate yourself.
Ocho! Sitting in the ghetto. What? Hey, I got the fucking story of fucking, I was gonna say Tales from the Beyond, but Beyond Belief, where the guy was murdered by the animatronic Congo gorilla. Joe hasn't seen it yet, but it's great. Dude gets fucking murdered by Amy the gorilla. He was working late night punching hair in the fucking Amy costume or whatever, and then it murdered him.
I haven't seen that, but I have seen Tales from Beyond, and apologies to whoever bought that. My fucking dog shit movie box.
Ocho!
At number 8, I have from Creepshow 2, Old Chief Woodenhead. Good shit.
Fucking hair.
Funny shit. That's right. That's right. Good segment.
Shit looked like French fries. The shit from Arby's.
Christine, if this is the first time you're listening, we go all the way to number 1. And after that, we close it out with some witty banter, hopefully.
You got a hard on for the fucking chat, Joe.
Yeah. Dude, I'm just trying to keep people interested, Tom.
Why? This is supposed to be evergreen.
That's what most people only listen to. Maybe 10 minutes of this show. But anyway.
I just want to watch to see if they say my name. No.
No.
We're in it for the long run.
I didn't
Mike's
say Kyle's
good guy
name.
Because he spends money. No, but for real, Mike will send me like fucking messages. He's like, "Hey, thank man, you okay? Do you need a blanket or anything? Do you need me to send you some pancake mix?" And I'll be like, "I appreciate it, man, but I'm cool." And then he'll just buy something. And I'll be like, "That Mike guy's alright. He might be an Irish redheaded fuck, but he's alright. But fuck him, Joe. What's your..." Oh, Joe!
Didn't I just do that? Yes, I did. It's your number 8.
"Hey, you old lunk-headed fuck. Greatest thing Stephen King has ever been in besides your asshole. And this is the Jordy Verrill shit where he's watching Dusty Rhodes fucking rumble around or whatever he was doing. Right, meteor shit and what have you. Right? Do you forget about that one too?"
It is a great segment, Tom.
That's what you got coming up. I understand. You know.
At number 7, from Twilight Zone the movie, I have It's a Good Life. And this is Joe Dante's segment where the kid can do whatever
the fuck
he
wants. The critters, I swear.
He has the power and shit. And there's some good effects in this, some like animatronics and shit. If you're into special effects and lighting, this is a good segment. I know, Tom, you don't really go for practical effects.
Do you have to be into special effects and lighting, or
yes,
do you just
no.
be into lighting?
You have to be both.
Well, I just like the way bulbs work. Garlic, luminescence, I don't give a fuck.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the shit growing on your back. But anyway.
Anyways. If you can't do it. Well, anyways, Joe, what number?
Seven.
Oh. You ever fucking octopus?
No.
Well, this broad and beyond belief, fact or fiction, didn't either, but she swallowed octopus eggs and got pregnant. It's one of my, I think that is my favorite beyond belief story, because I don't have any more on here. The only thing I can hear to that was, I was listening to the Dr. Steve Weird Medicine podcast, and he was talking about a young lady, we'll call her, or we'll just call her a lady. We'll just call her, this person was S-ing a bunch of D's, and then her BF got mad that they were S-ing a bunch of D's, so the BF stabbed the person who was S-ing a bunch of D's in the stomach, so the contents of her stomach leaked out over her fallopian tubes. You get where I'm going with this?
Sure.
She got knocked up because of the SDing she was doing in the stab wounds made it come down and leak.
Well, I'll tell you this. I don't give a shit about those characters.
No, this was
and the story
supposedly
like
a
sucks.
Story that happened.
Doesn't matter if it's fact or fiction.
Why? Because they're African? You fucking... Oh, I'm sorry. This is in February.
You didn't
Joe
mention
doesn't
that.
Doesn't have time to hear about this. Fuck you, man. All right, you fucking racist fuck. What's your next number or whatever you want to say in German or whatever you understand?
Number six from Sin City, The Hard Goodbye. That's right. It's the Marv story. The best story in that whole fucking thing. I know you like the one about the pedophile, but you have a proclivity for pedophiles. But the Marv story, I feel, is the best.
And what does this have to do with anything?
You're waiting on your number six, Tom.
My number six is Pick Me Up, the Larry Cohen joint from our favorite, Masters of the Universe.
Written by the same guy who wrote Critters 4.
That dude with the sweet jacket.
That's right. Those nice shades. Cool LA guy.
Got him.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. That's who Joe wishes he could be.
Yeah, I don't have a jacket.
What do you got?
At number five, from Creepshow 2, The Raft. Very simple but effective story, and the raft just fucking melts people down, and fuck, they should have been on that raft to begin with. There was clearly a sign that said, no swimming, you pieces of shit.
So, Joe, you like to draw fucked up pictures of people, huh? Making them look like a monster.
I do.
then he died. He died with a pan in the hip.
That's a good one.
It is. Quattro.
Yeah, number four from Tales from the Hood. I have the segment called Boys Do Get Bruised, because David Alan Greer is in this, and up till then we've just seen him do fucking comedy, and he's just fucking great in this. He is just great as a fucking piece of shit that likes to abuse fucking women and kids, you know, and then he gets all folded up like a monster on a piece of paper.
Monster?
Oh shit.
You bitch. You called me a bitch. Oh, tombstone fell on my head. Father's Day. And I've got my Caitlyn's. Bum, 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 don't let go.
Number three. At number three, from Creepshow, I have The Lonesome Death of Jordy Verrill, featuring Stephen King in his bravura performance that nobody will ever forget. Meteor shit, all that stuff, you know? You done it now, Jordy. Yeah, fucking great.
Fucking great. I've got the Don Knotts. Don Rickles, my bad. Don Rickles and Bobcat Goldthwait classic, The Ventriloquist Dummy from Tales from the Crescent.
That would have been great with Don Knotts. That would have been fucking awesome.
Oh, the ghosts and chickens and shit.
Fuck yeah.
Hey. Mr. I'm just Limpet. A guy who likes to watch horror movies and listen to heavy metal music, and now I starred in a movie with Rob Zombie directing. We're gonna talk about dummies.
At number two, from VHS Part 2, I have the segment called Safe Haven. And this is, I don't know if it's Filipino or Thailand or whatever, but it's about a reporting crew that goes into a cult to do a review or a fucking story on this cult. And then their doomsday shit happens, and Baphomet fucking comes out of a lady, and then he fucking chases everybody to kill everybody, and it is fucking badass. It is such a good segment. It doesn't belong in a VHS movie. It is so fucking good. The rest of that movie sucks. That segment is number two.
Who the fuck is Baphomet?
God, just some fucking devil with tits.
Numero uno.
Well, you didn't do your number two, you fuck.
Yeah, it was the Morty. Ventriloquist dummy. Did I not do my number three? Yeah, no, I did it. Number two was Morty, man.
Nah, you're all fucked up, but okay.
Yeah, no, I am.
At number one, from VHS Viral, the segment called Parallel Monsters.
This is
a Spanish segment where a guy makes a fucking like machine that takes you into a parallel universe, and he meets his parallel guy. You know, it's like, hey, this is him from a parallel universe, and they switch sides. And then when he goes to the other side, that whole fucking world is like a satanic world, and everything there has to do with worshiping the devil and shit. It is fucking awesome. Too good to be in a VHS movie. But it's there, and it's worth watching that. If you can, like, record the fucking episode of anything else over everything else in that movie, just fucking watch this. It is fucking great.
That sucks. I thought you would add something good. Like, at least something from Creepshow, for real.
I thought you would have fucking, like, paid attention to what we were doing, but...
No, I mean, my number one is actually from a horror movie. But your number one was... Shit, okay. That sucks. I mean, my number one just says Nigglets. Either you get it or you don't.
We already covered that.
Yeah, that's number one for sure.
You didn't even have cheese balls on yours, so that shows what you think about that movie.
Yeah. Dude, yeah. I've watched Tales from the Hood. Like, that's one of my earliest, but.
And you didn't even have anything from American Nightmares on there.
In this story, I like to call something with Clarence Williams almost die. He get into a limo, he almost hit his head and died. Like, I mean, Tales from the or Nightmare Creatures. What is it? American Nightmares.
American Nightmares.
That's worth it for, like, the... Oh,
A.K.A. Mr. God. Malevolent. A.K.A. something else. I don't know.
A.K.A. What the fuck are we doing here?
I don't know. What are we doing
here? I hope you're trying to... Look at that. So great. It says fucking boy god and shit. Head on over to FastCustomShirts.com. We don't fucking promote this as much as we should. But, I mean, we both need to drink to survive. That goes without saying. So if you head on over, or whatever words mean put together without stumbling over them, if you would head on over to FastCustomShirts.com, get a fucking boy gob shirt. I don't know how Joe has his shit set up, but I'm sure there's some kind of search bar that you can just type boy gob into, and then it'll pop up and be like, oh, look at this $10 fucking t-shirt. And then you could buy that shit, and then Joe and I can each have a beer off of the fucking shirt that you buy. We can each have one fucking beer.
One beer, that's
which
it.
Doesn't sound like much, but it's what I drank a fucking 28 pack through this shit.
It's a lot to us.
So yeah, it helps. Or you can go to dwmproductions.net. Like, tomorrow I'm throwing all these ornaments. Look, oh, we'll put a fancy fucking red ribbon on the back so it looks like an ornament. Go to dwmproductions.net tonight, because tomorrow this is getting into fucking garbage. Then the hobos can get them. I don't give a fuck. So I'll ship those out tomorrow, or I won't. Fuck everything. But don't order anything from dwmproductions.net but that ornament. Next week, whatever's left of these hats, I'll have up there. But this, the shirt, they're great. I don't know if you can get this chocolate-colored motherfucker, but Joe might have colors, or I don't know, but the shirt's dope. It's only 10 bucks, and it's the Christmas season, so if you want to buy us a fucking beer, that's
there's
a way
no
to do it.
There's no option for colors on the website, but you can always shoot me a
up.
Line.
No, that sucks.
Hey, Joe.
That sucks.
Can I get this in fuchsia? And maybe I can make it for you that way, or maybe I won't. I don't know.
Probably not,
because I do what I fucking want. It's my website, not Tom's.
Fuck you, he won't do it.
You know, with a lot of his masks, he used to sell pants with the mask.
I did. They were nice, too. They were double stitched.
So, aside from that, Tom and I will both be in Houston this Saturday. I don't know where it's at. I'm going to look it up Saturday morning before
Crow's
I get
on the road.
The Crow's Nest. We're going to be at the Crow's Nest. And they situate us next to each other because they know we have this podcast. No, they do that because we're fucking drunks and they want to keep us together. And we'll see. Tom says it's an 86% chance of rain. 89% chance of rain. So chances are I'm just going to be sitting in my truck, you know, with my fucking 45 in my hand, thinking, fuck, do I really want to drive home or should I just end it now? I don't know. We'll figure that out when I get there. Make it a real horror show. Maybe I'll do that.
DWMProductions.net. Get one of these ornaments by tomorrow, or else the fucking garbage can. Hats will be up next week. Shirts are fucking great. I don't know why you're not going to fucking fastcustomshirts.com. He's raising the prices next year. He already fucking told you that. But even if they're $12.50 shirts and you're just paying shipping on that, you're still fucking dumb for not going to the site. And literally looking at the thousands upon thousands, no bullshit. He's an old fucking man. He's been doing this shit for 84 fucking years. He has thousands upon thousands of fucking t-shirt designs that you can just, hey, I'm off work today. I got this great bud. Well, then go to fastcustomshirts.com and just go through page upon page upon page. And then you'll just load up your cart and be like, oh shit, I'm only at $94 and my fucking children are fucking clothed for the school season. So go to fastcustomshirts.com.
Tom, Joe, what's our list next week?
Joe, I'm glad you asked. Next week, we're doing our top 10 movies where people get shot but don't die. Okay, you fuck, good luck on that, right? Everybody, go to boygob.com. I promise this is going to be a lot better on boygob.com.
And if you don't, we have background music.
No, we don't have shit. All we got is a big pile of Boy God.
A long December, and there's reason to believe maybe this year will be better than the last. I can't remember the last thing that you said as you were leaving. Now the days go by so fast. It's one more day up in the canyons. And it's one more night in Hollywood. If you think that I could be forgiven, I wish you would. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. The smell of whippetles in winter, feeling that it's all a lot of oysters but no pearls. All at once you look across a crowded room to see the way the light attaches to a girl. One more night up in the canyons. And it's one more night in Hollywood. If you think you might come to California, I think you should. Na na na. Na 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 na. Drove up to Hillside Manor sometime after 2 a.m. and talked a little while about the year. I guess the winter makes you laugh a little slower, makes you talk a little lower about the things you could not show her. A long December, and there's reason to believe maybe this year will be better than the last. I can't remember all the times I tried to tell myself, hold on to these moments as they pass. It's one dead day up in the canyon, and it's one more night in Hollywood. It's been long since I've seen the ocean. I guess I should. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Na 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 na. Na na na. Na 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 na.